T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Paul Douglas, kind enough to join us. He'll be on this afternoon, certainly with Jordana as well. Hi, Paul.
Hey, good morning, Dave.
Are we going to break a record tomorrow?
I think so. Yeah, we need 4 inches to get to 26 and a half, which is the old record set back in 1962. And I think we're going to do it. We're under a winter storm warning. That warning south and east of a line from Wilmer to St. Cloud, the metro in that warning. And a warning means it's imminent. It's coming. And I think the only question is how much we're going to get. I think it's going to be something in the 4 to 6, 4 to 7 inch range. Not the end of the world, but enough to gum things up. And then another system coming in Saturday afternoon, Saturday night into Sunday morning, a heavier, wetter snow. So, you know, you buy one storm, you get one free.
BOGO on the weather. I like it. Well, Paul, will this have winds with it?
Tomorrow it will. The winds won't be too bad. I think the winds are generally going to be under 15 or 20 miles an hour. So I don't think we're going to have blizzard conditions, especially south and west of the metro. There will be a little bit of blowing and drifting, but it's going to be in the mid-20s, Dave, and that gives us at least a prayer of keeping the freeways, you know, wet and slushy. I get nervous when it gets to 15 degrees or colder. It's harder for MnDOT to keep the roads in good shape. The colder the storm, the greater the potential usually for problems on the highway. So mid-20s, it's not going to be a treat, but I don't think it's going to be as bad as some of the storms earlier in February that were a lot harder and a lot colder. But hey, I'm just, you know, I just shake my head. It's kind of a Goldilocks pattern. It's just right. Enough cold air in place, storm track consistently to the south, and it's just been a parade. And what's interesting is that we are, in fact, in an El Nino. The strong El Ninos, like back in 98, tend to be a lot warmer and drier for Minnesota. The weak El Ninos can go either way. And, boy, I'll tell you, average snow here is 54 inches at the rate we're going. I wouldn't be shocked if we're up to 60 or 65. Last winter, we had 78.2. A chunk of that came in mid-April. So maybe we're getting it out of the way now in February and early March, and that means we can have a real spring in April. Maybe.
Yeah, always that if. It's funny, too, Paul, because it was 2 years ago on this date, we were at 59 above.
Yep. Oh, yeah. No, it's amazing how persistent the pattern is. And, you know, I'm a bewildered spectator along with everybody else. But, you know, it seems like most winters, Lynch and I are like therapists. We're meteorologists, but we're also therapists. And snow lovers, you know, call us and email us. Like, where's the snow? Why does the Twin Cities always miss the snow? It goes to the south, or it goes to the north and west, or it changes to ice and rain. And so we, you know, we put on our therapist cap and we say, look, there's always next time. Well, next time has arrived, a real winter. And part of me is, you know, I commute in it like everybody else and I grumble. But part of me is happy for Twin Cities snow lovers that we finally have a real winter, a good winter. And the people that love snow have plenty of time to get out and play in it. And I think Punxsutawney Phil was, I think he might have been nipping from a flask. I don't see the early spring. I just don't see it, Dave.
Yeah, he had some of those fermented blueberries, would be my guess.
That could be.
Turn into alcohol.
There was some sort of controlled substance involved. But
well, you know, he's from Pennsylvania. There's your problem right there.
There you go.
Wait a minute.
Bingo bongo. And I am coordinating with Mike Lynch. So I plan to be gone the same time he's gone. He has it worked out. When in doubt, take off when Mike takes off, and you will escape the worst of it. He's got the magic formula, man.
I did laugh, though, when he left for Hawaii on the Good Neighbor trip. It was snowing in Maui.
Yesterday, I mean, last week I went out to Palm Springs, Dave, to visit some friends out there that just built a home on a golf course, and they got almost 4 inches of rain last Thursday. That's the most rain in 70 years. The streets were like little rivers. It was amazing, the flash flooding. Only I could spark a flood in the desert. It's like, welcome to Palm Springs, Paul.
They're changing the name to Paul Springs is what they're going to do. But, you know, I was watching that Riviera golf tournament over the weekend in L.A., and it didn't look very warm there either. So I guess this is pretty widespread, it seems like.
It is, and it snowed in Vegas. And, yeah, it was funny. I saw some of that, too, and the caddies were wearing face masks in L.A. I'm like, really? I mean, what is it, 50, 55?
Yeah.
It helps a little bit that much of America is feeling our pain, the old misery-loving company. But we'll come out of this in March, probably mid-March, when the flow becomes more zonal from the Pacific. And so, yeah, if you're sick of this, March does bring 40s, probably the first 50s. It's not right around the corner, but this too shall pass.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.